This is Joseph Edwards.
Okay, wait one second, slow down just a little bit. State your name and ABC number again for us.
Joseph Edwards, 247-372.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards. You appear for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the warrant allegation on your warrant. And based upon information that we see, you were notified of this hearing back on April 13th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And on that, my other thing is stating that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room this afternoon. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon, sir?
Yes, sir.
And you cannot see us today because we're doing this by telephone, but there are three board members participating in your hearing this afternoon. They are the Honorable Ms. Dale Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair. In addition, we also have in the room with us today Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Edwards and Mr. Westby, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth will help you guard, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you so very much. Okay, sir, Mr. Edwards, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number one, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day of your release from custody on February 15, 2018. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was in a surrender from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
It's true, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Evans, I'm going to move to find that you violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. So your community supervision has been revoked, and now we will go into phase two of your hearing. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. We're going to ask you to remain quiet while we receive that information, and once we get that information, we're going to come back and talk with you, sir. So at this time, Mr. Westby, would you give us some background information, sir?
Yes. On February 15, 2018, Mr. Edwards was released from DOC. He was arrested April 1st, 2018 by Tucson PD, no new charges. He was back at DOC custody April 1st, 2018 with an adjusted CCD of August 1st, 2018, 45 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. Prior convictions, 2009, aggravated assault, 1.5 years. 2013, narcotic drug violation, 9 months. 2013, drug paraphernalia, 9 months. 2013, dangerous drug violation, 9 months. This is his third term in DOC. CUIR score 4-4, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2010, TIS release, arrested for shoplifting, reached CSED in custody. 2014, TIS release of absconder, 38 days, arrested in San Diego, a new felony possession of controlled substance charge, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs and violence noted. After his return to DOC on April 17, 2018, he received disciplinary for positive or refusal to UA. On April 18, 2018, you received disciplinary for criminal damage. Other arrest, 1994, domestic violence, Arizona, guilty under sanction. 2003, DUI, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2005, DUI, Arizona, county jail. 2005, DUI, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2014, controlled substance violation, California, county jail. 2014, domestic violence, Michigan, felony conviction, probation. 2015, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona, pardon. 2015, disorderly conduct, Arizona, pardon. And 2015, criminal trespass, third degree, Arizona, pardon. His community risk score is a G4V5.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, Mr. Westby. We're back to you, Mr. Edwards. It seems that we have very little information in your case supervision summary. In fact, the only thing that I see is that you were pre-approved to reside at Crest Santa Clara down in Tucson, and you failed to establish residency as approved, and I don't show anything else. So what happened? Did you ever make it to that halfway house, sir?
No, sir.
Why not?
I have no excuse for my actions, sir. I went and got high and prepared to accept my consequences.
Okay. And well, I'm going to ask it anyway. What did you get high on, sir?
Methamphetamines.
Is that, that's been your drug of choice for a while, or you just happened to use it that time, sir?
It's been my drug of choice for a while, sir.
Have you done anything at all to help you rid yourself of that habit, or you just been dealing with by that? I mean, you're taking any counseling, any courses, any AA, NA, or anything else to deal with that situation, sir?
Well, I have an AA book, and I read it every day, and I've been to AA and NA before, so I remember the curriculum, you know, so I try to go over that. I have to go through orientation here, just signed up for some programs. I'm kind of newer to the unit, so I'm trying to get to some programs. But other than that, I just read my AA book.
Okay. But you know, sir, and I'll just say this, and you don't have to take my advice, but you know what? Nobody's going to be able to help you with that situation except you. You're going to have to make up your mind that you're just going to stay off of the illegal substances and get those out of your system, because you're still a young man. You still have enough time to do that and be a productive citizen. So I surely hope that you will do that. But now I'm going to see if my distinguished colleagues might have any questions for you, sir. I don't see any questions at this time from our distinguished colleagues, sir. We're coming towards the end of your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your own supervision. Anything else you want to tell the board of how to repeat yourself, sir?
I just want to apologize to the Arizona Department of Corrections. I want to apologize to Arizona Parole and the state of Arizona for my behavior. I regret my behavior. I have no excuse for my behavior, and I'm prepared to accept my consequences. That's all.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, sir. Now the board is going into discussion, and following this discussion, the board will make its decision. Please stay on the phone, sir, because in the laws in the state of Arizona, you have a right to hear everything that we say regarding you or during this hearing. The board is now in discussion. This is a very unfortunate situation. Mr. Edwards, once he was out, he relapsed and started using his drug of choice. And he just didn't check in through the halfway house, Casa Santa Clara down in Tucson. And he just got hooked again on drugs. Hopefully, I know he said that he's reading that book on AA and the steps in AA. I just hope he'll take them real serious. But as it stands now, and in view of his previous record, I do not feel that he is ready to go out on community supervision. But that's just one board member's opinion. Therefore, I'm prepared to listen to others at this time. Hearing none, then I'm going to offer a motion to find that Mr. Edward did violate terms and conditions of his supervision in as much as he absconded for some 45 days and the Department of Corrections had no idea what he was doing. He could have been doing some positive things. By the same token, he could have been doing some negative things as well. I also take note that in the past he had been revoked by the with his rights by going to the state of California. Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Motion by myself, C.T. Rice, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, come August the 1st, first day of August of this year, you're going to be out. You won't have to report to a parole officer. You're going to be on your own, sir. We wish you the best, and we trust that you'll make up your mind and that you will not return to the Department of Corrections in the future. Good luck, sir, and your hearing is over. thank you. Please put the CO3 back on the form, sir.
Yes, sir, thank you.